Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Masculine in Relationship by G.S. Youngblood is a modern relationship and personal development guide aimed primarily at men who want to improve intimacy, polarity, and stability with a strong, capable female partner. Rather than promoting dominance or rigid gender roles, the book argues for a version of masculinity rooted in leadership, presence, and emotional steadiness. Youngblood frames this as a practical alternative to both the stereotypical controlling alpha approach and vague, purely inspirational relationship advice. The core of the book is a simple, repeatable framework called the Masculine Blueprint, built around three skills: responding instead of reacting, providing structure, and creating safety. Across these themes, the author focuses on how a man can cultivate groundedness under stress, lead relational direction without coercion, and foster an environment where trust and sexual connection can thrive. Written in a direct, coaching-oriented style, the book positions masculine leadership as an invitation that supports feminine strength rather than competing with it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from control to leadership as the defining shift in masculinity. A central move in the book is redefining masculinity away from control and toward leadership. Youngblood distinguishes between coercive dominance and a steadier form of relational leadership that aims to be clear, service-oriented, and grounded. In this framing, masculine power is not expressed by winning arguments, forcing outcomes, or managing a partner, but by taking responsibility for one's own state, choices, and direction. The book also pushes back on a modern confusion many men feel, where masculinity can seem either criticized as harmful or reduced to shallow confidence tips. Instead, it proposes that a strong woman is not a problem to solve, and feminine power does not need to be diminished for masculine leadership to exist. Leadership becomes a way of holding a consistent center and offering a direction that a partner can choose to follow. This sets the stage for the rest of the framework. The man becomes someone who can be trusted because he is emotionally reliable, someone who can be desired because he brings clarity and conviction, and someone who can be depended on because he provides steadiness rather than volatility. Secondly, respond vs. react as emotional self-management under pressure. The first element of the Masculine Blueprint focuses on reducing reactive behavior and cultivating a capacity to respond with clarity. The distinction matters because many relationship breakdowns are driven less by big incompatibilities and more by repeated cycles of defensiveness, escalation, withdrawal, or people-pleasing. Youngblood emphasizes that masculine leadership starts with inner regulation, being able to feel emotion without being run by it. Staying present during conflict and making choices aligned with values rather than impulses. This is framed as a practical skill, not a demand to suppress feelings. The book highlights how reactivity often shows up as anger, cold shutdown, frantic fixing, or attempts to regain control, and how those patterns erode trust over time. By contrast, responding means slowing down, listening more accurately, and communicating from a grounded place even when a partner's emotions are strong. In the book's broader logic, this steadiness is attractive because it creates polarity and confidence. And it is stabilizing because it reduces the sense that the relationship is at the mercy of moods or fights. Emotional mastery is presented as foundational, because without it, the other elements of structure and safety cannot be delivered consistently. Thirdly, providing structure through direction, decisions, and relational leadership, the second element of the blueprint is providing structure, which the book frames as a masculine contribution that many couples lack when dynamics become contentious or flat. Structure includes offering direction, making clear decisions when appropriate, and helping the relationship move forward rather than getting stuck in endless negotiation or emotional turbulence. Importantly, Youngblood does not position structure as authoritarian rule. Instead, it is described as guidance that reduces ambiguity and creates momentum while still allowing a partner full agency. This can apply to everyday life planning, handling conflict, and also the realm of intimacy, where hesitation, passivity, or constant checking can drain desire. The book argues that many strong women carry heavy responsibility in work and life, and may not want to also carry all the relational leadership at home. A man providing structure is depicted as taking ownership of his standards, initiating solutions, and setting a clear tone, especially when emotions rise. This leadership is portrayed as an invitation rather than a demand, with the aim of making it easier for both partners to relax into complementary roles. In that sense, structure becomes a pathway to trust, because predictability and decisiveness can feel safer than inconsistency or avoidance. Fourthly, creating safety as the bridge between trust, intimacy, and devotion, the third element. Creating safety focuses on building an emotional and relational environment where intimacy can deepen. In the book's model, safety is not simply being nice or conflict avoidant. It is the felt sense that a partner is protected from chaos, manipulation, and emotional unpredictability. Youngblood links safety to trust and to the conditions for sustained sexual connection, arguing that desire and devotion are more likely when a woman feels secure in a man's steadiness and intentions. This includes being consistent, keeping one's word, and staying engaged during difficult conversations without either exploding or disappearing. Safety also involves honoring boundaries and making space for emotion without being overwhelmed by it. The book treats safety as something that is actively created through presence, calm leadership, and integrity, not through perfection or constant reassurance. When safety is established, the relationship has more capacity to handle stress, disagreement, and vulnerability without rupturing. In that sense, safety is described as a long game. It is built through repeated experiences of reliability and respect. The book positions this as a defining feature of mature masculine leadership, because it shifts the focus from winning moments to protecting the relationship container over time. Lastly, polarity and desire with a strong woman without diminishing her power. Throughout the book, Youngblood addresses polarity, the idea that attraction often thrives when masculine and feminine energies are distinct yet complementary. He directs his approach at men partnered with strong women, emphasizing that strength in a woman does not eliminate her desire for masculine presence, leadership, and groundedness. The book argues that attraction can fade when a man becomes chronically passive, overly deferential, or reactive, because the relationship loses a sense of directional masculine energy. At the same time, Youngblood rejects the caricature of masculinity as domination, insisting that polarity is not about putting a woman beneath a man. Instead, it is about a man embodying clarity, stability, and initiative so that feminine strength can coexist with a sense of being met and led. This topic ties the three blueprint elements together. Responding, instead of reacting, preserves emotional polarity. Structure provides direction that can feel attractive. And safety allows desire to remain open rather than defensive. The overall promise is not a trick to control a partner, but a disciplined practice of becoming more trustworthy and more compelling. The book presents this as a learnable skill set that can improve both conflict dynamics and erotic connection when applied consistently. In conclusion, the masculine in relationship is best suited for men who sense that their relationships suffer from repeated conflict cycles, emotional volatility, passive drifting, or a loss of sexual spark, especially when partnered with a strong, independent woman. Readers who want a clear framework and behavioral standards will likely find it useful. Since the book's value lies in its structured model and its emphasis on personal responsibility rather than blame, the practical benefit is a coherent set of lenses a man can use to evaluate his own patterns where he reacts instead of responding, where he avoids leadership instead of providing structure, and where his inconsistency undermines safety. The intellectual benefit is a reframing of masculinity as grounded leadership that can coexist with feminine power, offering a middle path between controlling dominance and people-pleasing passivity within the broader relationship genre. The book stands out for its coaching tone and its singular focus on masculine embodiment and polarity dynamics, presented as actionable principles rather than abstract theory. That focus can be clarifying for readers who feel overwhelmed by generic communication advice. At the same time, it is most effective when approached as a set of practices to test and refine, not as a universal explanation for every relationship problem. If you would like to support GS Youngblood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I'd provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.